Good morning. Today our question is, why is the minhag that women do not say Kiddush Levana? So we're going to start with a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar le Ravacha le Ravashi b'ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael mevarche baruch mechadesh chodashim. The bracha, the nusach of the Kiddush Levana is short. They say Baruch Mechadesh Chodashim, or Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Mechadesh Chodashim. So that's the bracha, that's the text of the Kiddush Levana. So Ravashi responds back to Ravacha, Amar Lei, Hai Nashe Didan Nami Mevarchi. Our women, even our women, they say that bracha. So we don't know exactly what that means. We're going to give two explanations shortly. And then the Gemara goes on and brings a fuller text of the Kiddush Levana that more closely reflects the one that we say. So the Maharsha on those words, Hai Nashe Didan Nami Mevarche, he brings two explanations. The first one is as follows, Tfila Katsarazo, our women also can say that shorter version at night by heart. In other words, what's going on here is that because they didn't have lights and they didn't have the sidurim that we do, they had to know the nusach of the Kiddush Levana by heart when they used to go outside. And he's saying as follows, our women, they would know that shorter text as well by heart, and they would say it as well. In other words, based on this first explanation of the Maharsha, women indeed can say Kiddush Levana, but it was just a technical issue. If they didn't know the full Nusach by heart, they would say this shortened bracha in its place. So that is explanation number one. Explanation number two is that the bracha here is not with Shem Hashem. It was Baruch Mechadesh Chodashim. That's actually the language in the Gemara. Is it's just three words. And what the Ravashi here is saying when he says our women too say this bracha, even when they are nidas, even after they have given birth as well, where there are shitas that say that a woman should not say Shem Hashem, that's not how we paskin, but in any case, this is what the Maharsha brings. Nonetheless, they can still say Baruch Mechadesh Chodashim without Shem Hashem. So according to this second explanation of the Maharsha as well, women can say Kiddush Levana. There happens to be a technical problem if a woman is in nidas that she doesn't say Hashem Hashem. But regardless, either way, based on both of these explanations of the Maharsha, indeed women can say Kiddush Levana. And the Meiri says that effectively, explicitly, almost explicitly, Nashim and Ame Aaretz, women and people who are not educated, that if they don't know the bracha for the full text of the Kiddush Levana, they would say a shortened version, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Mechadesh Chodashim, even with Shem Hashem, they would say that bracha in its place. So apparently, based on this, indeed, women can say Kiddush Levana. So our question then is, why is the minhag that women do not say Kiddush Levana? So we're going to see one explanation today, famous explanation of the Shlach. The Shlach says as follows, even though women are mekaimos, they indeed do many mitzvahs asei shazman grama that they are not chayavos in. Women are exempted from mitzvahs asei, time-bounded positive mitzvahs. For example, shofar and lulav, they do it anyway. But despite that, and that's not a problem at all, that's wonderful, but despite that, we have never seen, he says, lo ra'inu me'olam, Nashi Mekaimos Kiddush Levana. We never see women saying Kiddush Levana, even though they are careful to say all the tefillah. So why do we have this exception of Kiddush Levana? And he explains as follows, Mipnei Shepegam HaLevana Garma HaIsha Rishona, because the pegam, the missing, the lacking in the moon, was caused by the first woman. That's the chait of Chava, with the Eitz Hadas Tovara that she ate of it and inspired Adam to eat of it. And accordingly, they distanced, because they caused the diminution and the shrinking of the moon, they distance away from saying Kiddush Levana because of the embarrassment at having caused the pegam, this diminution of the moon. So that is the explanation of the Shlach. But there are a number of Meforshim, of Poskim, who ask a number of questions on this Shlach. And we'll go through five of them real quickly. The Minchas Yitzchak asks three questions on this Shlach. He says, number one, what is the connection between the chait of Chava having eaten the Eitz Hadas to the pegam in the moon that was caused by Kitruk Halavana, was why, as is known, the moon was diminished in its size because it complained, how can the sun and me, the moon, act in the same at the same time? You can't have two people running the show, too many cooks in the kitchen. So as a punishment for that complaint by the moon was diminished in size. So that's the reason that we have the pagam of the Lavana, the diminution, shrinking of the moon. It had nothing to do, apparently, with the Chet Hadas, with Chava coming and eating of the Eitz Hadas. So that is question number one. Question number two, Adarabba, says the Minchas Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh is a special moed, a special holiday for women. Because they didn't participate in the Chet HaEgel. This is not the type of holiday that women should shy away from and not say Kiddush Levana, if indeed it is a special moed for them. And number three, very easy to understand the third one, how is it possible that we connect the Chet of the Eitz HaDas with the diminution of the moon when that Chet of Chaba happened after the shrinking of the moon? The Chet of the of Chava happened on the sixth day of Brias HaOlam, obviously after she was created and Adam was created. That was on the sixth day, and only then did she and Adam eat of the Eitz HaDas. But the Pegama LaLavana happened on the fourth day of creation. So it can't be that her Chet caused the shrinking of the moon when the shrinking of the moon happened before her Chet. Those are three questions asked by the Minchas Yitzchak. The Tshuvah's Divrei Sholem has another two questions on the Shlah. Number one, he brings in the name of a person who posed the question to him about this, Adarabba, if it would be true. Let's assume it's true that what the Shlah says, that she, the Chet of Eitz Hadas, her eating of it and giving Adam to eat of it, caused the Pegima of the moon. If that's the case, she shouldn't avoid saying Kiddush Levana. She specifically should say Kiddush Levana. Why? Because there's a Magen Avram that says that women, and this is how we paskin, women have to be very careful about Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, that is the mitzvah for the women over the man. Why? Because she caused, he kafta Neiro Shalom. She put out the candle in the world. In other words, because of the Chet Hadas, Tavra, her sin, that caused a real lack of illumination in the world. And accordingly, in order to be mitak, in order to fix that, she davka has the mitzvah of lighting the candle. So it's not something that you run away from. You have to be misaken when you did a chet. So to hear, says the questioner, to the Divrei Shalom, I hachinami, in this situation also, Neima Dalia de Kiddush Levana, by her saying Kiddush Levana, she would be metak in the chet, so she shouldn't avoid it. So that is question number four. And question number five, the Divrei Shalom himself asks as follows. He brings in the name of the Tshuvas Ginze Yosef, that somebody who says Kiddush Levana in a given month, he has a haftach, he has a promise that he will not die during that month. And accordingly, women should also be obligated in Kiddush Levana because they have that avtacha. They should have that promise as well that they will not pass away in the month that they say Kiddush Levana. In any month that they say Kiddush Levana, accordingly, it's also significant and important for a woman to say the Kiddush Levana. So we have a number of questions on the reason of the Shlah, why women do not say Kiddush Levana. The Divrei Shalom tries to reconcile the opinion of the Shlah, but in any case, Amir Cheshem, tomorrow we will see additional reasons brought by the postgame why the minhag is that women do not say Kiddush Levana. Have a wonderful day.